So let this be a lesson to all listeners. When you go to Australia, no perfume. It makes kangaroos hard. It makes their dicks hard, and they will attack you. Cool. Thanks, Yumi.
Thank you, Yumi Metal, for that kind of upgraded version of our original intro song.
Stay cool, Yumi. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right, Ben. Let's get silly. Let's get crazy.
Got it. Back to normal after that very depressing topic last episode.
Let's get back to our roots.
Still got a bad taste in my mouth from that episode.
Dirty Johnny.
Yeah.
So what's up with you, my friend? What's going on in the crazy world of Ben these days?
Let's see. I lost some money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I lost some money.
Like you lost it? Like you dropped it?
Well, yeah, both, actually. I lost money just dropping it. I just dropped it in this park or something.
Oh.
And I lost money gambling.
You gambled?
Yeah, I'm a gambler.
You're a gambler?
You didn't know that? I'm a gambler.
I remember many years ago you were... You had some Australian app
where
you could gamble on sports?
Man, I'm gambling my savings away.
No, you're not.
I'm gambling my kids' college
money. No, you're not.
Money. It's gone.
No, you're not.
Sell the house.
Are you really gambling?
I am gambling. So what I do, right, you know I love Australian football.
Yes.
I remember
that's what you used to gamble on.
Yeah, and I still do. So what I do is at the start of the football season, I put like $50 into my betting account.
Okay.
Right?
So you're very strict about...
That's it.
That's all.
$50.
Yep.
And
for the whole year.
For the whole year.
Well, that's not...
Well, the whole season.
That's not dangerous.
And I try, my goal is to finish the year with $50.
So you just want to break even.
I want to break even.
And maybe gambling on the games makes it more exciting.
Exactly. It makes it more exciting. And it makes even games where my team's not playing, or any team, is more exciting if you have some money riding on the game.
Ah, if you have money riding on the game.
Yeah. So I've been having a great time losing money and gambling against my wife.
Oh, you and your wife gamble against each other?
Yeah, we're both in it.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, I know. It gets pretty...
Then you can't win.
It gets pretty tense in the old Space Dragon house. Yeah, we're screaming at the... At the projector. Now we're watching this baby on the projector and we're screaming and our kids are confused and it's good fun. But I lost like, I don't know, half of my gambling money.
So about $25.
Poof.
Gone.
It's gone. Into thin air.
That's how it goes with gambling.
You never win.
We say the house always wins.
Yeah, the house always wins.
The house means the casino or, you know, the gambling company.
They're evil, man. They're bad people, these gambling companies. But I love them. I can't stay away. So I gamble on football mainly.
Well, you said you also dropped some money.
Yeah, I dropped some money. So I got some money from the ATM, right? Because I was going to the big Sendai festival.
The Albamatsuri?
Albamatsuri.
Alba festival?
Yeah.
I love that festival.
Right? And I don't know what happened. I just lost this cash.
Well, maybe you'll find it.
Yeah. So I had to write. So my wife's like, do you have that money? And I checked my pockets and I was like,
you lost.
I don't want to tell her because I've been losing stuff recently.
So did you run to the ATM?
Yes. I said, I gotta go to the toilet or like, Rui wants to go to the toilet. And he's like, no, I don't. I'm like, shut up. And I went to the ATM.
And you got more money.
I got more money. Yeah.
Well, not that long ago, you had a very lucky day.
I did. I got money.
And you found money.
I did.
So now this time, it's kind of, you know, the opposite.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're the hammer and sometimes you're the nail.
Ow, 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 right? Ow.
Sometimes it goes good and sometimes it doesn't.
Yep. And that's life. It goes up and down. Life's like a roller coaster.
Life is like a roller coaster.
We're just hanging on for the ride.
Sometimes you're going up and sometimes you're going down.
That's right. That's right. So when something good happens to me, good luck, I always get nervous. I don't like it. Because I know just around the corner,
something bad will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
So yeah, I lost a bunch of money. That's about it, really. Apart from that, everything's been good. My niece is staying with me at the moment, living in my house.
Your niece?
Yeah, my niece.
That must be your wife's sibling's daughter.
Correct. And it feels weird to say niece, you know, when it's not a blood relative. It feels weird for me. Like, she's Japanese.
Yeah.
We're a completely different race. We don't share any blood. We don't share any history. But I love her like family.
She's your niece.
She's my niece, man.
Well, it's the same. It's like, you know, your aunts and uncles, only half of them are blood related to you.
Yeah. And you never feel, I don't know about you, but you feel closer to your blood relatives usually because you spent your life with them. You know them better. Sometimes there'll be a relative through
maybe
marriage.
There is a little bit of a bias towards the person you're blood related to.
Oh, definitely.
But my uncles and aunts and I feel most of them, I feel kind of the same.
Yeah. But if there's two people hanging from a cliff, one's your blood relative and one's relative through marriage, and you can only save one, probably going to save your blood relative first.
Maybe that's a natural human instinct.
Yeah.
But I'd save them both.
You'd save them both.
Yes. Yeah. I got two hands, Ben.
Okay. Well, it depends on the relative.
That's why I go to the gym, so that if you're ever hanging on a cliff,
you could lift two fully grown adults at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
No problem, he says.
Anyway.
This week, we're going to have some fun.
Ayo.
Oh.
Hold on.
There it is.
There you go.
That's the fun sound. I don't know. Something's been happening in Australia.
Did you miss the fart sound?
I've heard the fart sound. I just ignore the fart sound. I'm sick of it. You need a new sound, Abe.
Okay, you've got news from Australia?
News from Australia.
Oh, what is it about?
It's an animal attack.
Shall I play the music?
Play that funky music, white boy.
All right. It's been a while since we played this music.
It has been a while.
Yeah. I haven't heard this for a long time.
Horror story coming up.
Australia is a country full of animals so cute.
So cute.
Kangaroos and kookaburras, koalas, wombats too.
Don't forget wombat.
And wombat.
Tiny bilbies,
quackers, wallabies. Quackers and wallabies.
But on the other hand, there is some scary shit to see. Crocodiles and sharks. That'll kill you instantly. Giant spiders,
deadly snakes,
little centipedes, octopus that'll stop your heart. Now you can't fucking breathe. Thieves of earth, a scary shit that'll kill you in your sleep.
Sweet dreams.
Kill you in your sleep.
Yeah, it's why Australian people are always so tired, because we can't sleep. You got to keep one eye open all the time.
Too many dangerous animals.
Too many
trying to kill you. Even when you're sleeping.
Too many dangerous things. Yeah.
All right. So what is today's dangerous animal story?
We got a kangaroo attack. We got another roo attack. These kangaroos, they're a big problem in Australia. They're attacking Australian people, men, women, children. They don't care. They
really?
They're bad guys, all right?
I don't know, because two or three weeks ago, you told me a story about when you and your friends killed a kangaroo.
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah.
So, you know, this is just revenge.
Yeah, but that was an accident. These kangaroos are targeting people.
No, they're not.
Attacking innocent people. And this story will change your mind.
These kangaroos are not targeting people.
They are. It's exactly
attacking them.
It's exactly what they're doing. And this story will prove it. I can't believe you're on the kangaroo side.
Team kangaroo all the way.
I thought we were friends, Abe.
They're not dangerous.
How wrong I was. So here is the story of a lovely young lady. Completely innocent.
Okay.
And she's out jogging in a Melbourne suburbs.
Okay, in a city, in a suburb.
Yeah, this is human territory. She's not in the bush.
Okay.
She's not in the forest.
The bush is a kind of Australian word for countryside.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The bush.
So she was jogging along, right? Mm-hmm. And she saw a kangaroo in the distance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some, hi, kangaroo.
Hey, kangaroo. Cute, right?
Yeah.
That's what she thought. But she was wrong. Her happy little jog was about to get really dangerous and deadly.
Okay.
So,
slow down. Calm down.
What's difficult to calm down? This kangaroo saw her and immediately attacked her.
No.
Jumped towards her, knocked her to the ground, okay. Down.
Knocked her down. Maybe he hit her with his tail. Hi-ya.
Innocent woman, Tracy Noonan, the woman's name.
Okay.
Knocked down Tracy and started scratching and clawing her back.
Oh, no.
Yep, scratching and clawing her back. And she's a beautiful, I'll just say she's a cute-looking lady.
Oh, so she's attractive.
She's attractive.
Right.
Yeah. And she desperately tried to get away from the roo.
So she was struggling with the kangaroo.
Imagine that. In the middle of a street, screaming for help.
Trying to get away.
Trying to get away. She finally managed to fight it off. Right?
Okay, so she struggled and tried to hit the kangaroo and she kind of escaped.
Yep, and she threw some rocks at it.
Okay.
Which is a good move, smart move. Throw some rocks at it. And that worked. The kangaroo went,
stop throwing rocks at me. I just want to play.
Yeah. Or maybe it was catching them and putting them in its pocket.
Well, you know, there's a famous expression. I'll scratch your back and you scratch mine.
Yes. It
means I'll help you and you help me.
Yeah.
Maybe the kangaroo just wanted a nice back scratch.
Maybe it took that phrase literally.
Yeah. Well, I have an itchy back. Let me scratch your back. And then you scratch mine right after this, okay?
Right, yeah.
She started throwing rocks at the poor kangaroo. There's two sides to every story.
Yeah, but you're just giving too much credit to this kangaroo.
I'm Team Kangaroo.
All right.
These humans, they always use that expression.
Stupid.
I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Stop. Stupid.
So if I scratch this lady's back...
No.
Then she'll give me a nice back scratch.
Well, it was wrong. It got a face full of rocks. And then she ran to a nearby house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she banged on the door. Help me, help! And she ran inside and she was scared to leave the house. Because she thought the kangaroo might be stalking her, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so she carefully opened the door, and she couldn't see the kangaroo.
Yeah.
So she thought, maybe it's safe. Maybe the coast is clear.
The coast is clear. It's safe to go.
Safe to go. So she made a run for her house.
So she just wants to get home.
And who was waiting around the corner?
The old kangaroo with the itchy back.
Old Special K. And attacked her again.
Really?
Yep. Came onto her, knocked her down
again,
and started attacking her. And she said she thought the kangaroo was excited and
sexually
erect.
Oh. So the kangaroo, it was a male kangaroo.
Yep.
and he was aroused.
Aroused. This was an attempted rape.
So you think the kangaroo was trying to mate with her?
Yeah, mate with her. That's right. Make a little half kangaroo, half human babies.
And she was playing hard to get.
She was playing hard to get. And to finish the story, she survived. Thank God. This okay. poor lady, she'll never be the same. And they asked an animal expert, what's going on here, right?
Yeah.
What's happening here? And this guy said, well, he was probably attracted to your perfume.
Oh, really?
It's one of the animal...
Kangaroos are into perfume?
Yeah. And she said, yes, when I was leaving the house, she couldn't find her deodorant. So she sprayed a bit of perfume on herself. Yeah.
Who puts on perfume to go running?
So let this be a lesson to all listeners. When you go to Australia, no perfume. It makes kangaroos hard. It makes their dicks hard and they will attack you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from one popular segment to another,
Ooh. We
have...
If you've got a question, anything's okay.
Absolutely anything.
If you've got a question,
what should you do?
What should you do?
Just ask Ben and Abe.
Because Ben and Abe will answer you.
Perfect. From Instagram, the gram. I wake up in the morning. My kids want to give me a kiss. I love you, Papa. I push them out of the way. Get out of here.
I need to see Instagram.
I grab my phone. I open Instagram.
We've got a question.
That's all I care about, guys. So give us more. This question comes from a long-time listener, passionate Teacher Talk fan.
All right.
They ask, do our countries have any funny town, city, place names?
Funny names of places.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I know Australia has a lot.
Australia's got so many. It's hard to choose.
Yeah, I remember when I was there, there were a lot of places that I guess were named using Aboriginal words.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, the funniest ones are the European ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Because there's places named like Chupawamba Dumba.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Like that.
That's funny to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about, I thought how we can do this is I'll read the names
okay.
and I'll gauge your reaction about, you know, as to how funny it is.
Okay. So if I laugh, then it's funny.
It's funny.
And if I don't, then not that funny.
I just want to see, you know, what you think is funny.
Sure.
Okay.
But, you know.
Because everybody's got a different sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I feel a little bit of pressure here. Well,
You should. Pressure's
not
good.
Funny. I'm not going to pretend to laugh.
You shouldn't. Pressure makes diamonds. Let's go. First one, Humpy Bong. Straight off the bat. He loves it.
Humpy Bong.
Humpy Bong.
That's pretty funny.
Now, this is an indigenous word.
Humpy, you know, to hump means to like...
Right? Like a dog on my children. Yeah.
And bong is just a funny sounding word. Bong.
A bong.
But it's also the word for like a big marijuana pipe.
What?
You know, that they put water in it, like a hookah.
They do?
You know what a bong is, Ben.
How do you know all that? How do you know this?
Everybody knows what a bong
is. Oh, I was raised on bongs. Okay. Let's keep going. Next one. Boing boing. Boing boing. Yeah. Now, boing boing is an onomatopoeia.
Well, it's like boing boing boing.
It's a jumping sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the kangaroo went boing boing boing.
Yeah,
for example.
That's kind of funny sounding, but it didn't make me laugh.
No, not that great. And by the way, it's an indigenous word meaning mosquitoes buzzing. Bouncy mosquitoes around there.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Okay, now.
Oh, you have a lot.
Now we're getting into the good stuff.
All right.
Hold on tight. Put your seatbelt on.
Okay.
Next one. Quality knob.
Quality knob?
Quality knob.
That's not an Aboriginal word.
No.
Obviously.
No. There's a lot of knobs.
Okay, so knob, most commonly, is like a doorknob.
Yes.
But in British English, knob is another word for penis.
Yeah. If you imagine a flat surface and there's kind of a round thing sticking up.
You could call that a knob.
That's a knob. And?
It means penis.
It means penis.
So it's like quality knob.
That's a nice dick. You know what I mean? Quality knob.
That's a funny
dick. That's a good one. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Here it comes.
You don't need to warn me.
Okay. I'm just asking.
They're not.
I'm trying to be polite.
Okay.
Chinaman's knob.
That's kind of like racist.
Yeah, very racist. Chinaman's knob.
Okay, first of all, Chinaman is an old and kind of a racist term.
It is, yeah.
We don't say Chinaman anymore.
We don't. We say Chinese people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chinese man.
Yeah.
Not Chinaman. But it's still the name of the place?
Yeah.
You got to change that name.
Yeah, I know, right?
Chinaman's Knob?
Chinaman's Knob? Yeah, where do you live? I'll just send my package to Chinaman's Knob. I love it. Next one. Now, the next one is good because there's two towns next to each other.
Right? Okay.
One is called Boobs Flat.
That's kind of an oxymoron.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Oxymoron is like saying words that are the opposite of each other, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like a funny war.
Right. You know, wars aren't funny.
Wars are not funny. Yeah. And boobs flat.
Right, because boobs aren't flat.
No, boobs are breasts, tits,
yeah,
bazungas.
Anyway,
boobs flat, the next town across,
okay,
a short drive away,
yeah,
Big Bush.
Okay.
Big Bush.
So a bush is a nickname for pubic hair.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, she's got a big bush down there.
Right.
I mean, she has a lot of hair down there.
Right. Or he.
All right. I don't know. Some of these are actually pretty rude to explain. Maybe we've got time.
Is there more?
Oh, there's so many. I can't choose. I'm spoiled for choice.
Oh, God. Canada doesn't have very many at all.
Okay. Probably my favorite. Cockwash Creek.
Like so creek means a small river.
Yep.
Cock means penis.
Yep.
So it's like, that's the little river where you
wash yourself. Where you wash your dick. First you go to Big Bush, right? You pick up some beer in Boob Flats or whatever.
Then head down to Cockwash Creek to scrub
that cock clean. Yeah. In that cool flowing waters of Cockwash Creek. Okay. I imagine lots of men just dipping their dicks into this creek near Australia's worst city, Adelaide.
Oh, you don't like Adelaide?
No, I don't. No, it's boring. You know, it's the city of churches.
Oh, there's tons and tons of churches.
So you know it's going to be.
So most people are religious.
Yeah, a lot of Christians there, a lot of Bibles.
So not so much partying.
Not so many parties. Yeah. Not a lot of washed cocks going into big bushes. Not a lot of humpy bongs going on. No humpy bong parties in Adelaide. It's a Melbourne thing.
Okay.
Yeah, humpy bongs.
Well, I don't really have any. I mean, I think there's a town.
Well, don't worry, Abe.
Called Sexsmith.
Don't worry, because I've got some Canadian ones too.
Not that funny, really.
Have you heard of any of these? Climax, which is, you know.
It's probably just at the top of a hill or something.
Interesting.
You're saying it's funny because you can use the word climax to mean like an orgasm. Like a sexual peak.
Everyone in this town is walking around with a big smile. They're just...
Welcome to Climax.
I've been been coming for days.
I gotta get out of here.
Kill me.
And... but it's so good.
Leave while you can. And probably my favorite one, head smashed in buffalo jump.
Right.
What the fuck, Alberta?
Head smashed in buffalo jump.
Head smashed in buffalo
jump. Very long and pretty.
Head smashed in. I mean, when something is smashed in, it means heavy damage.
Yeah. So serious. Do you know what a buffalo jump is?
A buffalo jump.
So when you hunt buffaloes.
Yeah.
They're in big groups, big herds.
Right. It's like a stampede.
And they live in the grasslands.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're hunting them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a buffalo jump is an area where you trick the buffaloes into running, and there's kind of like a cliff.
Oh, okay.
So you kind of direct them.
Corral them.
Yeah, to make them run and go off the cliff and die.
Oh, okay. Smart.
And then you don't have to shoot them.
Saving bullets.
Well, yeah, or arrows or whatever.
Save bullets. You're tenderizing the meat.
Well, yeah, and then you get a huge group of buffaloes all dead at the bottom of the cliff.
Wow. Okay.
So that's called a buffalo jump.
Well, it makes sense. Head smashed in buffalo jump. Yeah.
So I guess
it was a big cliff.
I guess so.
Yeah. Big cliff. They're falling down onto some rocks or something.
Yeah.
Poor buffaloes.
Terrible name for a town.
Too long.
Head smashed in buffalo jump.
It's too long. It's too long. Yeah. Anyway, see, Canada does have some, but I think Australia is the king.
Just call it buffalo jump.
Yeah. There's probably...
Why do you have to add the head smashed in part? Okay, guys, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week.
Best week ever.
Please write a review on Apple Podcasts. That reminds me.
Oh.
We got a written review.
We did?
Yes.
I love these reviews.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can practice your English by reviewing us.
We got two new written reviews.
Oh, my God. The floodgates have opened.
Oh, happy day.
Wow.
So the first one is from Snorkeling! Exclamation mark.
Snorkeling!
Must really
you got to say it like that?
Snorkeling.
Snorkeling!
Snorkeling!
Yeah!
Such a funny word.
What are you doing this weekend? Oh, I don't know. Snorkeling! Like I do every fucking weekend. What do you think? Woo!
Yeah. She says, highly recommended. They talk various topics which are mostly funny, interesting, and sometimes educational.
Hey, perfect. That's our goal.
Yeah.
Comedy, and education.
If we can be a little bit educational, that's good. And then just a couple days ago, we got another review from You Mean... Oh, I forgot this kanji. I know who this is.
Do you?
Yes. Because she wrote to my other podcast, too. She is the chef for the embassy in the Maldives.
Wow.
Japanese embassy in the Maldives.
What a dream job.
Yeah.
Isn't that a dream job? Cooking delicious food for rich people in the fucking Maldives, which is like a...
Did you just say Maldives?
Maldives. I don't know how to say it.
It's like diving in a mall?
Yeah. No, because that's what I think about diving, snorkeling. You know,
well, this isn't the same person.
I know. But when I think about Maldives, I think about diving.
Maldives, Ben.
Is it really Maldives?
Maldives. Everyone says Maldives.
Except me.
No one says Maldives.
Damn it. I've been saying it wrong for 39 years.
Anyway, great place for snorkeling, the Maldives.
I hear that.
And he or she says, I'm a big fan of you guys. I have listened to all the episodes twice or more.
Wow.
Well, so, thank you.
So much appreciation.
Their funny episodes cheer me up. So I'd like to show my appreciation from my heart to this program.
We feel that.
Thank you very much, you mean.
Our hearts are connected across the sea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I hope you're enjoying life in the Maldives.
Yeah. What you should do, get a rental car, get a loudspeaker, and drive around that island blasting teacher talk. And let's get it going in the Maldives.
The Maldives.
The Maldives. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they'll love it.
Mm. Yeah. So thank you very much. And if you have not written a review on Apple Podcasts,
you're wasting your life. It's time to live your best life. Wake up. Get on your phone.
It's okay if you don't.
No, it's not okay. I'm sick of it.
We appreciate it, even if you're just listening.
It ends today.
Listening silently. But
that's fine.
If you can, we super appreciate any written reviews.
Yeah, we need it. We love it. We feed on your reviews.
It's our lifeblood.
It really is.
Yes. Mm. Gives us energy.
By not reviewing, you're killing us.
No, you're not.
You want to be a murderer?
No, you're not. We love you all.
We do.
Okay, bye, guys.